And Andre Leslie joins us now to talk sport. Hi, Andre.
Good morning, Fran.
Nick Kyrgios turned a few heads with his quirky podcast interview this week, but he's really stolen the headlines now.
Yeah, he has. He's had an outburst at the Italian Open. He was playing in the second round against Norway's Casper Ruud. The match was one set all when things went wrong. He was given a game penalty, threw down his racket, threw a chair across the court, swore some more, and then walked off court. So he's been fined 20,000 euros
so good.
And also lost his prize money. It comes off the back of this interview with Ben Rothenberg, the New York Times tennis writer, which has made headlines because Kyrgios said he's not a fan of Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic. But I thought it was actually quite an interesting interview and worth a listen. But unfortunately, this outburst will once again portray Kyrgios in a pretty bad light.
Yeah, sure. Listen, there was one game in the NRL last night and it was a close one.
Yeah, it was. 24-22 in the end. A win for the Melbourne Storm, which sees them go momentarily to the top of the table. Tigers were actually up 12-8 at half time, but 3 second half tries to the Storm brought them back into it. Great game for 20-year-old Ryan Papenhuyzen, who I think will make some headlines over the years to come. He's now had 6 games in the NRL and scored 3 tries. Otherwise, tonight, 2 games, Panthers versus Warriors and Broncos versus Roosters in Brisbane.
The Melbourne Demons head back to an unhappy hunting ground tonight for the start of round 9 of the AFL. Round 9 already.
Yeah, we're already that far through. The last time these two teams played was in the preliminary final last year. You might remember the D's had a great run up and then they got absolutely smashed by the Eagles. They lost 121-55 in September. The D's were kept goalless to halftime. It was a bit embarrassing, really. Now, West Coast are a little bit slower and sluggish this season. They're not quite on top of their game. 5 wins and 3 losses. But I think the Eagles are still my tip, really. Josh Kennedy will be looking to get amongst the goals again. And Max Gawn will be key for the Melbourne D's. And just for your radar, Fran, Swans play North Melbourne on Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon. I'm maybe a little busy. Okay. we're still watching on, waiting on that Israel Folau verdict. The Waratahs, though, are getting ready for a grudge match.
They are, yeah.
Without Izzy.
It is going to be without Izzy once again. It's been 10 days since this code of conduct hearing into Folau's online behaviour. We still have no idea of the punishment. The decision could happen today. It could also not happen today. We just don't know. New South Wales, though, in the meantime, has to play the Queensland Reds tomorrow night. And this is a bit of a crunch match, not just because it's quite an old sporting rivalry, of course, but New South Wales has now slipped behind Queensland in the Australian Conference of the Super Rugby. They really need a win. They've been going poorly since Folau has been absent for them. Adam Ashley Cooper returns to play his 150th Super Rugby game. And the Waratahs will be looking to see whether they can get their 11th consecutive win against the Reds.
Okay, and just briefly, the Aussies have started slowly in the PGA Championship we were discussing yesterday.
Yeah, this is the second golf major of the year. Adam Scott has already finished up one over after his first round. Right at the moment, Jason Day and Mark Leishman are in the middle of their back nine, both about even par. Brooks Koepka is up in front, 7 under par. Tiger Woods, I must report, is 2 over after his round. Didn't get off to a great start.
Okay, Andre, thank you very much.
Thank you.
ABC Sports Presenter, our regular sports presenter here for the next few months, Andre Leslie. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 24 minutes to 8.